After 4 days of contentious deliberations, this jury walked from the courtroom, some hugging the teenage defendant's family. Few spoke in any detail about their decision.
We just look at the evidence. The evidence is the one that brought us to the decision of self-defense.
Self-defense. That's what the girl's attorneys hoped the jury would believe. That the then 12-year-old girl shot and killed her father after years of physical and sexual abuse. They say she killed him in his sleep with his own gun because she feared he would hurt her again after they had argued.
We're both happy. We're happy for her.
That's the girl's step-grandmother. She, like most of the girl's family, watched most, if not all, of the trial, where prosecutors claim the girl only killed her father because she supposedly thought he was too strict.
We're very happy. We already knew she wasn't guilty. She wasn't guilty. Not for the things that had happened to her.
Her mother says she has been through so much that it's time now to look forward to the future.
It's to God's faith that this may turn out the way it did. And, I'm happy with the decision and the verdict.
A verdict that left jurors in tears.